Good Friday and Happy New Year, and welcome to the Beauty Files. I am Juanita. I am so glad you can join us today. Yeah, it's a new year. It's 2015. And with it comes a lot of new things that we're going to be trying this year. A lot of new websites that we're going to touch on. We're going to get you motivated. We're going to get you state-of-the-art things. And one of the guests that we have today, well, I'll run down the rest of it. You know, normally I'll tell you about my day, but I'm going to skip it because we have a lot of guests, and I kind of want to give them all the time. So we'll do that chat another time. Doctors on Demand is a wonderful and a new way of seeing a physician. Now think of Dr. Welby, that without coming actually to your home, but he does come to your home because he comes via your smartphone, your iPad, any type of device that can allow this to happen. So this may be the answer to home care. So, you know, you have a pain, you have an ache, you have an ailment or whatever. Doctors on Demand, you key them in, you call them up, and Dr. Ian Tong is going to be joining us to talk more about exactly what Doctors on Demand is. And then later in the show, we're going to be joined by Lene Olsen-Schwartz. She is the CEO of Hatch Jewelry, and it's a new place to connect and learn and participate in bringing a unique process in contemporary jewelry in the market. And it's like finding something that's so fantastic that everyone does not have, and you're able to look at it, you're able to give feedback, and it's just from wonderful emerging artists and crafters. So I think you'll thoroughly enjoy that segment. And then later in the show, we have a wonderful guy. His name is Derek Rydell, and he is a world-renowned motivational speaker. He came out with a new book and tape, and he's going to show you or tell us how you can become a part of the Emergence, 7 Steps of Radical Life Change. And he's going to tell us exactly what that means. He's going to tell us how you can be a part of it, how you can get your free copy. So we're so looking forward to him. He's going to give us information about our relationships, our bank accounts. He's going to help us get spiritually connected, abundance. Yeah, we need that in 2015. I encourage you to give us a call at 1-888-627-6008. Again, that's 1-888-627-6008. And for those of you who don't want to be on the air, you can always tweet me at TheBeautyFiles2, or you can send me an email at TheBeautyFiles2@gmail.com. Without further ado, welcome Dr. Ian Tong. So wonderful to have you on the show today.
Well, Juanita, thank you very much for having me, and Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you. So, you know, I'm going to get right to it. Tell us about what Doctors on Demand is.
Absolutely. Well, Doctor on Demand is a medical practice as well as a healthcare startup company. We're considered to be in the digital health space. And what Doctor on Demand does is we provide patients with the access to high-quality medical care that they can get by using their cell phone or their laptop or desktop computer with a camera. And they essentially, or their tablet, they can essentially download our application for free from the iTunes Store or the Google Play Store or from the web. And within minutes, they would be able to put in their medical history. They could take photographs of their rashes or their cuts or a skin infection or anything else that's amenable to a photograph, and they could then put in their medical history and find a physician within minutes, and literally be able to see that physician and have that physician see them and provide them with a medical history as well as physical exam. And when they're all done, if the doctor feels the medical problem is able to be diagnosed and treated, they can do that through the app as well.
Wow. So, I mean, so say for instance, you know, someone comes to you or someone, you know, calls this up and They have an if it's an emergency, I guess they should go to the local hospital, whatever. But what are some of the things that you're seeing on this site? Like, what are some of the people that are coming to you and their ailments?
Well, you bring up a good point. I want to go back real quickly to the question about emergencies.
Mm-hmm.
And it's true that patients who have medical emergencies, such as severe chest pain with exertion or acute shortness of breath, meaning, you know, sudden onset of shortness of breath, patients with those types of complaints absolutely need to seek out usual care in their emergency room. They may need to call their primary care physician, but any emergency really should be a 911 type of call and not a call to our service. However, that being said, many patients are not sure. To be honest, they don't have medical training. They're not sure whether what they are experiencing is considered a medical emergency or not. And I have been in these scenarios through our service, and we have had patients call, and we are able to give advice to those patients and tell them what they need to do. And believe it or not, sometimes patients need to be told that they should be seeking emergent care. So that's still something that we can we can help with directing patients for if they're not sure what is going on. But really, in my mind, if there's ever a question about whether you're having an emergency, it's better to be safe than sorry and go ahead and find yourself emergency care. And nobody in the emergency room is ever going to make a patient feel badly for something that does not turn out to be an emergency.
Right.
But it's tragedy going the other way around is if you have an emergency and you're sitting at home and wondering whether you should go in. That being said, the kinds of problems we typically see, though, are much more common types of things that almost everyone has experienced. For instance, anyone who's ever had, pink eye, what we refer to commonly as pink eye or conjunctivitis, that's something that can be caused by a virus or a bacteria. They would call in. Our physicians would be able to take a history, do some examination, and try to ascertain by the history and exam whether or not they think this is viral versus bacterial, and then offer the appropriate treatment for that patient.
How is the examination being done?
Patients probably don't realize this, but as your physician, when you come to see me in the office, my assessment and evaluation of you begins as soon as I lay eyes on you.
Oh,
as I see you walking, I notice whether, how is your gait, meaning how evenly are your steps spaced? Are you leaning to one side or another? How is your balance? When I see you sit down in a chair or get up in a chair, do you sort of fall down if you're sitting in the chair? Do you fall into the chair? Or are you able to evenly sit down into the chair? This data is part of the exam. What I observe in you as a patient, when I look at your face, when I monitor your breathing, these are all things I can do without ever touching the patient. I can also, for instance, if you have an injured knee or ankle and you tell me that it's swollen, I can see the swelling through our application. I can have you tell me whether there's warmth there or tenderness. And so I'm able to do the types of assessments that I might do in person using your sense of touch rather than mine. And so if you have adequate sense of touch and you can sense warmth and you can sense pain, both of which are subjective, then I'm having and getting the same information to make that medical decision that I would have if I was in the office with you. So those are just a couple of examples of how we would do the exam. But we also will look down if you have a sore throat, I may ask you to send me a picture of your tonsils or look into your tonsils while we're in the visit and be able to see whether you have tonsillar exudates or not. So there's a lot of things that we can do to make that exam. In every one of our visits, the physician should perform a physical exam before they're able to make a diagnosis.
Wow. You're listening to The Beauty Files with Juanita, and we're speaking with Dr. Ian Tong with Doctors on Demand. I got a message, but I'm going to read it in a second, but the number is 1-888-627-6008. one of the questions, and I'm looking at your site also, and you also have psychologists. Now,
yes.
Okay, so someone is calling to you, and you see their face, because I'm seeing here you have anxiety, stress, relationship issues, depression. Is that, I mean, how much time is being spent between you and the patient to diagnose that part of the exam, the psychological part? Because a lot of people will, and someone sent me this message about that too. So I'm just going to talk it for them.
Sure. Let me take that in a couple pieces. One, just so so that your listeners aren't confused, I did say that they can download the app for free. What I did not mention, however, is that there is a charge for using the service. So if they were to make a call to a physician, so if they see an internal medicine physician, a family practitioner, an emergency medicine physician, or a pediatrician, that patient will pay $40 for a 15-minute visit. That visit can be extended if need be. Typically, our visits are between 10 and 15 minutes, and that's usually adequate for most of the simpler or lower complexity problems that we take care of on the medical doctor side. But as you mentioned, yes, we also have psychologists. So so our behavioral medicine specialists, who are our psychologists, who most of whom are PhD or PsyD degrees, they have either a 25-minute session for $50, or they can have a 50-minute session for $95. And
that's
with that,
fantastic.
Yeah, they're able. Typically, you may know that the typical visit, hour-long visit, is actually a 50-minute visit when you go to see a psychologist.
Right.
What we have done here is we've allowed the patient to actually select the length of the visit themselves, because we realize that the important thing here is to offer access to care, and we know that some patients are very reluctant to engage behavioral health services. They're not sure what those services are, and the price of finding out what the services are is usually pretty costly, and the time investment is also costly. And what we wanted to do was lower those barriers, so in 25 minutes, at least that patient can get an impression of the provider. They can meet the provider. They can talk to the provider. They can hear about how the provider likes to address a certain issue. And they won't really complete therapy in that 25 minutes. That's true. And in most behavioral medicine issues, they really are not one-off visits that are resolved with that one visit. It's really a process that that really takes place over time, usually with multiple visits. So really that shorter 25-minute visit is really just to allow that person, without making that large investment of time and money, to find out, can they gain some benefit? Because we believe they will. That's why we think it was a really important service to offer, and we want to have those patients have that opportunity without that great cost.
I think that's fantastic. And I also think that, you know, you brought up a really good point. You said that a lot of people have, you know, this whole image of, you know, going to a psychologist or whatever, because they may think they're crazy, or, you know, they don't want anybody to know that they're doing that. But this is done in the privacy of your own home, so you can basically talk to this person without leaving your home.
That's right. That's right.
You don't need insurance.
That's correct. There's no the stigma of seeking that kind of help or asking for that type of help is reduced when you don't have to do it in a public way. And that's something that I think, you know, that all of your listeners probably would say, yeah, that makes sense. I might be more likely to do that if I know that I don't have to sit in a room with a bunch of people that I don't know and feel like they may be looking at me and wondering, why am I there? And and I think that is, I think that's something that we just have to, I'm glad you mentioned it. It should be out there, and it should just be addressed head on. That stigma exists, and we do hope that this service can reduce that stigma.
And how are the doctors chosen? I mean, do you apply? Do they seek out you? How are you a part of this the doctors on demand?
Yeah, so we actually have done recruiting efforts. We have approached some of the top medical centers in the country and training programs. Specifically, we looked for, on the medical doctor side, we looked for, as I mentioned, internal medicine physicians, family practitioners, emergency medicine doctors and pediatricians first. And as I said, we approach those top institutions. Then they complete an application process and a credentialing process. So this is very similar to what you would see at a hospital that is accredited to provide hospital, really acute care services, so much higher level services than we would typically provide. But we use the same credentialing process because this is a new model. It's an innovative way to provide care. And so we felt it was beneficial to know, you know, what is the work history of this physician? What is their licensing history? What board certifications do they carry? And so our entire employed physician group are board certified or are board eligible. And those that are board eligible have been practicing for they've already been board certified and recertified for decades. So we have a very experienced group of physicians that have really been out there practicing medicine or psychology, or our lactation consultants who've been doing this for many years and really have really honed their skill set and expertise. But we still walk them through all of the certification, the licensing, credentialing process before we allow them to see patients. We also do mock interviews with them and patient visits with them through the application. And that's really to just see if, and test their screen side presence, because in this model, the computer screen gives you a window into that patient's life and home.
Right.
But it also gives them a window into the physician's office. And so the presentation of that physician and really how they conduct themselves on screen might be different than how they do things in person. And so we monitor for that and provide guidance on that for our providers.
And before I let you go, Dr. Tong, can this be done any time of the day for all different types of doctoring, if you may? I mean, can this be done like at midnight if someone is feeling stressed out, depressed, and they want to talk to a psychologist? I mean, is there a certain time of the day they have to do this?
Yes. The best times to reach us are between 7 a.m. to 11 p.m., and that's any day of the year, so that includes Christmas and New Year's.
Wow.
New Year's Day, New Year's Eve, so Thanksgiving, absolutely. There will, just similar to a hospital, there will always be someone there. We also have staff, non-physician staff, who are available at times during those hours. And so, yes, they can actually call in, and again, as I said, on-demand care, they would have a provider there within minutes. If they, however, wanted to make an appointment, they could also do that. So, and psychology, to see a psychologist, there's a 24-hour period in which you have to make your appointment 24 hours in advance, but you'll have a psychologist who would be able to see you as soon as the next day. And that, again, that sort of access is really unprecedented for getting that type of care. And then for lactation consultants, you could have a lactation consultant within 2 hours if you needed help. So all of those options are there. They can go to our app. They can actually see and look at the availability. They can review the profiles of the providers that are available to them. And so they can do a little bit of browsing, if you will, before they decide whether they want to commit to a visit. But if they absolutely need the care and they need it now, they can always use the urgent care model that we have, which is you'd have a licensed board certified physician within minutes.
That is amazing. And anyone can download this through iTunes or Google Play.
That's correct. That's correct.
And they can download this on demand.
All of their devices. Yep, they can. That's correct. Thank you. Yes, and they could go to www.doctorondemand and they can download our application online, or as you said, in the iTunes Store or the Google Play Store.
Oh, Dr. Tong, you have been amazing. This has been such an eye opener. And those of you who have sent me messages or whatever, go to drondemand.com, or you can go to Google Play, and it's the app is there, or on iTunes, and it's Doctor on Demand. And this is the best. I love this because, again, a lot of us can't even may not even be able to get out of our homes to address a doctor or talk to a doctor, but just the one-on-one interaction for me, that's worth its weight in gold.
Well, thanks for saying that, and it's very rewarding to make that connection with patients and know that we've saved them money, time, and some of that effort. So we look forward to, we hope that people don't need that, but if they do need the service, we are here to provide them with the help that they need.
You are listening to The Beauty Files with Juanita. Coming up next, we have Lene Schwartz. Ugh, I knew I was going to mess that up. She's with Hatch Jewelry, and she's going to be on the other side. So stick with us. Give us 30 seconds. We'll be right back. Thanks, Doctor. Welcome back to The Beauty Files. That number again is 1-888-627-6008. And you can send us tweet us at TheBeautyFiles2, or you can send me an email at TheBeautyFiles2@gmail.com. And that was Dr. Ian Tung with Doctor on Demand. What a great app. What a great idea. Oh, my. And use it wisely, you girls. Don't try to, get Doctor on Demand to try to get a doctor. I tried it. It is the best app ever, because I had a sore throat and I used it, and it works. It's just the best. I wish they had invented it a long time ago. Lania, am I pronouncing your name right? Lania or Lene?
Linnea.
Linnea?
Yes.
What a great name.
Thank you.
With Hatch Jewelry. Welcome to The Beauty Files.
Thank you very much for having me.
So, exactly what is Hatch Jewelry? I mean, what is different from Hatch Jewelry versus, your other jewelry stores or vendors? I mean, I know what's good about it, but I want my audience to know about it as well.
Okay, well, we started this about a year ago, and we started as an e-commerce site championing small independent jewelry designers, and as we started to grow, we were trying to think of a good way to kind of get the word out there, get people trying on new jewelry in a new and fun way, and so we started the Ambassador Box, which is a subscription service. So for $19 a month, you get three pieces at a time, and you can switch it out as much as you want, and you just get to try new jewelry, and sometimes you fall in love with it and you want to buy it, you get a discount, you can send it back and try new things, and it's just kind of a fun way to try new things. And what really resonated with me is, jewelry is such a personal thing, so
right,
we feel very strongly that, all of our designers have to be independent, handmade, nothing is coming in mass produced, and so there were from all over, from Brooklyn to California to Berlin, to Kenya, we
wow.
have places, jewelry from all over the world coming in. But the one requirement we have is that they are independent and they're handmade. And what makes that difference, the difference there, is actually having it in person and trying it on. So this was our solution to how to get people to sort of experience it firsthand. So that's why we've come up with this. It's actually been quite popular for us. We've just launched it a couple months ago. And it's just a fun way to, if you have a big event and you just want to wear something unique that particular day, then we have some great pieces, or if you're looking for everyday wear, and there's, we're a new company, and we're just kind of getting the word out there.
So let me ask you this. So you send us the goods. How do you know, I guess you fill out some type of form or some type of questionnaire letting you know what type of stuff we like, or is it just automatic? How do you know what I like, for instance?
Yeah, exactly. Well, so here's the thing. You can do a wish list. You can actually go on and create a wish list of exactly what you love if you want to do it that way. That's a good percentage of our people are doing it that way. Also, I was an editor for 16 years, so by telling us just a few little things about you, we also try to send you kind of a surprise. So generally in your box of three, there are two from your wish list and one just kind of, hey, we think you might like this. Give it a try. So it works both ways, actually. And then if, I have some people who just through word of mouth have signed up, but, they're so busy, they don't even, have time to set up a wish list or something. I can just go ahead and do it all on my own. But it is helpful to have some idea of, do you like gold? Do you like silver? Do you wear a lot of earrings? Do you wear mostly bracelets? Just some general guidelines. Do you like things with geometric patterns? Do you like girly, you know, there's just such a range out there that the more information you give us, the more likely we'll set up a direct match, but also you can are free to choose the exact things you want as well, and then we place them in the box, about usually two or sometimes all three. And that way you can, you know, try, and as you, it's interesting the how it evolves too, so what you think you might like, and then you kind of start to lean towards something else, and it's a shifting process, so, you know, you may choose a wish list and then decide later you want to change it, and that's completely fine, so. It's kind of a both.
Now, how long do we get to keep the goods? How long do we get to keep the goods?
As long as you want.
Really?
There's no set time. So what we find, most people keep it for a couple weeks, or sometimes just a couple days, sometimes longer. I mean, there's really no finite amount of time. You can keep it as long as you want them. As you return it, though, you get another set. So often people will return the things they're not wearing that much, and then maybe keep and purchase one piece or however it works, and then we'll send another group to them. So it varies. Some people hold on to it for quite a while. Some people, you know, immediately know what they want and send things back, or, you know, make a purchase, or either way. You don't have to buy anything. It's just if you fall in love with something, you get a 20% discount. So we find a lot of people generally, you know, buy a piece or two and send back the rest, or sometimes they send it all back. You know, everybody has kind of, there's a big range right now.
And so what would happen if I saw a piece, I sent it back, but then I say, oh, wow, I wish I had kept that. Could I get that piece back?
Yeah, of course.
Or it's gone?
No. Well, we do sell out of things because we have small runs. But for the most part, because we're working with independent designers, I can always have them make another one. You know, most things are pretty accessible. You know, sometimes it's just, I have a meeting at the local coffee shop with the local designer, and I'm saying, by the way, can you actually make another one of those? So it's very personal the way we're working right now. And if it's coming from overseas, it's a little bit harder. But the only line, we have two lines right now where the stones they use and the materials they use are irreplaceable. One who, Susan, who uses all dead stock. So she goes around to all these factories that have closed and buys up different pieces and repurposes them. So once her pieces are gone, they're gone forever. And another one who cuts stones and has a very limited run as well. But everybody else, we can pretty much reorder anything needed.
And how do you pick your designers? I mean, do they come to you? Do they seek out you? Do you seek out them? Do you see something like you go to Fashion Week or something and you may saw a designer that you love the way they made certain jewelry? Because jewelry is, like you said, is so personal. But I'm looking at your site and I'm looking at a lot of the pieces. I love everything that I just saw.
Oh, thank you.
It's so beautiful. It's so beautiful, but it's crafted so nice. I mean, I love it. But you don't see that a lot. You don't see personal touches or little, you know, something that looks unique or different from something that you wouldn't ordinarily see. I see stuff here. I want them all. It's beautiful.
Oh, well, I'm so glad. Thank you. So that's a very good point. So what happened is when I was an editor, I would find so many of these small designers, and I had always had in the back of my head to kind of bring them to a larger audience, and I wasn't exactly sure how I was going to do that. But after I had my kids and I took some time away from magazines, the way I thought to get back into it was to either have a online store or a retail store, and that's when I met my business partner, and we partnered up and created Hatch Jewelry. But so a lot of the designers had come from when I had known through my magazine days. But then also quite a few have come to me. You know, our latest designer was literally just a friend at a party who saw some rings she fell in love with and had to know who they were from. And then she told me and I found the designer. And, you know, it's been a little grassroots in that way too. So people come to me. People come to me through, you know, just falling in love with a designer, a friend or a friend of a friend, or even a customer will say to make a suggestion. And so it's been coming to us very organically, which has been really nice, because then we can grow truly from what people are loving and what makes it special. I mean, you know, when you see a piece of jewelry on somebody, you just have to know, like, who makes that and how can I find it? And so that's been a fun way to get to know new designers as well. I mean, some people we have on, it's actually their first collection they've ever made. And one of our best selling designers, it was her first collection she's literally ever made. So that's been a really, really fun part of it, and what we want to keep going was finding, you know, these new talents and people who are just kind of breaking out on their own and, you know, really care about it and really feel personal to their pieces. And that's why we're doing this, really.
Wow. You are listening to The Beauty Files with Juanita. We're talking with Lynae Schwartz with Hatch Jewelry. You know, I encourage you guys to check out the website. Again, as I was saying, what I love about what you have to offer is that, first of all, it's a unique idea because you get like a box of jewelry. You know, you wear it, you try it on, especially if you have a nice event and you send it back. But if you like it, you know, you can return it back. But again, I can't stress this enough. People, you have got to go on this website. There are so many unique pieces, and you don't even realize how diverse jewelry can be. Because we automatically think of, you know, one design, one look, one whatever. I have to commend you, Lynette. I love this, and I love the idea of the Hatch Ambassador. How long does it take to get your first box?
Just a couple of days, as soon as you sign up. You know, we're a pretty small operation, so we'll send it out as soon as we can within, you know, a couple of days, and you should have it. And if there's something specific you need, you know, in time for an event, we can try to rush it as well. So, you know, that's something you can put in the notes or make a comment about. And the other thing I should note is when you sign up for the Ambassador Box, you get a $25 jewelry credit right off the bat. So you already start with a credit. And then if you refer anyone, you get another $25 per person you refer to the Ambassador Program. So there's lots of ways to get jewelry credit. And that's all sort of there in the information, but it's just to encourage, you know, people to tell other people and sort of get the community going of people who just love jewelry, like us, basically.
And someone just sent me a message. They wanted to know if you decided you wanted to buy the jewelry, what is the price range?
So we have, we are from $15 to $500. We have a huge range depending on materials. You know, there's a lot of real golds and stones and stuff. Of course, that gets a little bit more expensive. Then we have some plated, and we have costumes. So there's a pretty big range in there. Nothing really goes over 500, a few pieces here and there. But and so, people build up credit by referring and by, you know, signing up and that sort of thing. And then anybody who's a part of the Ambassador Box member gets a 20% discount just across the board anytime they purchase anything. So we do have some pieces that are a little more pricey, but you can sort of work your way up by referring friends and getting your discount and all that sort of thing. So,
what if someone came to you and asked that they wanted you or one of your designers? They saw something. They say, "Hey, can one of your designers design me an engagement ring or a wedding band or something like that?" Can that happen?
Yes, definitely. We are actually thinking of branching into the engagement world.
Yeah.
We have a few designers who do beautiful engagement work, so we are heading that direction. But as far as custom, absolutely, because we're in direct contact with every single designer, basically. We can easily facilitate that and have talked about that and talked about customization. I know that's a big thing right now, especially with monogramming and all that sort of thing. So we're working on different channels, but anytime anybody sends us an email about that, we can certainly make that happen.
Yeah, because I'm looking at your rings, and I'm not trying to throw my boyfriend under the bus here and say, look, go on his website. But I'm looking at a lot of stuff here, and a lot of unique ideas for rings or for bands or whatever. And I'm glad this person asked that question, because a lot of us want to find someone who would take our design or take our information and kind of custom design it. And I'm so glad that you said you were going to start this, soon, doing wedding designs or wedding bands or wedding jewelry.
Yeah, and even before we actually get it up and running on the site, you know, anybody can certainly send me an email, and I can make a suggestion based on their style, what would be the best designer, and we can work on, you know, designs and different ideas and, you know, sort of what they're looking for. Because I know as an engagement ring, it's so personal. It's something you have to wear every day for your life. So you want to really make sure it's right. And so we have some really talented jewelry designers who do actually are branching or have already done some wedding lines. So happy to accommodate anybody.
Wow. That's pretty. And what did you say the cost was again to join? And then how long do you have to join? And can you, you know, you opt out? I mean, do you have to stay there for a year?
No. There's no. You don't have to sign up for a year. You can opt out after your first month if you want. It's $19 a month, and it's, you know, there's no set amount of time you have to be involved. So it's just, you know, you can try it for 1 month and see if, you know, if it's something you like to do. And if not, then free to just opt out at any point. Right. No minimum amount of time.
That's and you said it was three pieces per shipment. So is it three pieces of the same type? Is it three pieces of like a ring, a bracelet, and a necklace?
Anything.
Is it all bracelets?
No, anything you want. Literally three across the board. You can anything. If you want a necklace, an earring, and a bracelet, great. Whatever you know you're interested in. Because as we all know, we don't most of us don't just wear rings or something. Often we want to have a necklace and an earring and a ring and all that. So it's really just what you gravitate towards on the site. So.
And all that is collected from, you know, when you sign up and you take the serve. I guess you tell you exactly what you want.
Yeah, exactly. You can just sign up, but you can start making your wish list and add to it as you have time or as you see something new. And we're constantly, if you're on our list, as we're trying new designers, we actually send out emails saying, this is our next, we're looking to maybe take this designer on next. What do you think? What pieces do you like best? You know, so we're trying to get people involved in the process as well. So it's not just me choosing all my favorite things in the world. It's also, you know, coming through the community as well. So that's something we've just started. And it's been really helpful, you know, to see what people really like and gravitate towards.
How did you think of this? I'm in awe of this. How did you come up with this idea? This is the greatest thing since sliced bread. How did you come up with this idea? I'm sorry, I'm gushing.
I have to give full credit to my business partner. We were trying to think of a way, as I kept mentioning, you know, because he's a guy and I'm a girl. I'm like, here, the thing is, you need to try jewelry on. And so you know, there have been other subscription boxes out there, a lot in sort of more in the beauty world. And there's a few other, I think there's a few jewelry ones, but they don't operate the same way we do. It's a little bit different model. And so he sort of came up with the idea of like, well, let's get people to try it on by actually letting them actually try it on, right?
Wow.
And wear it and see if it fits into your daily routine and does it go with all the clothes you have in your closet and, you know, that kind of thing. So
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, Renee Schwartz from Hatch Jewelry, you have been such a gem. And how can people get in contact with your website? Give us all the information if someone is interested in becoming a Hatch ambassador.
So we are just at www.hatchjewelry.com. Everything is up there. You can just go to our straight, you know, shop all site, or if you go to the ambassador box, that's how you sign up there. And we are a very tiny company. It's just myself and my business partner, Matthew. So if you email us, it'll come directly to us, and we can answer any questions you have.
Wow.
It's just hatchjewelry.com.
I love small companies because I love the personal. I'm spoiled. I love personal attention. I love when people reach out, the owners reach out, and you go, wait a minute, you're the owner. Okay, I love that.
We're packing boxes, unpacking boxes, everything. It's all good. Literally coming through us. So.
That is spectacular. Lene Schwartz from Hatch Jewelry, thank you so much for being on The Beauty Files. And coming up next, we're going to be joined
by Derek
Rydell. He is a world-renowned motivational speaker, and he's got some stuff to tell you about emergence. And if you want to know what that means or what that's about, stick around. Okay, you know, this is live radio, and our guest, Derek Rydell, is on a plane that got delayed, and he is not able to phone us. So we have something in store. We have another show, another hour of The Beauty Files is following in about 2 minutes after I finish. So please enjoy the rest of The Beauty Files. Just let me thank Dr. Ian Tung for being a wonderful guest talking about Doctor on Demand. And you can get that app on Google Play, or you can get it from the iTunes Store. And then also, I want to thank Lene Schwartz from Hatch Jewelry. She said you can go online to hatchjewelry.com. And it's a wonderful site. You will enjoy and love all of the pieces that are on there. I guarantee you. As I'm talking to her, I was looking at the site, and she has some amazing pieces. So I would want to thank her for being on the show. And thank you for listening to The Beauty Files again. I really appreciate it. And, again, Happy New Year. And, you know, as I always say, I love live anything, live TV, live radio, because it just kind of challenges you and make you prove to people that you can handle the challenge. I can handle the challenge. So we got something coming up on the other side. Doug is hooking me up, my engineer. He's hooking a sister up. So until then, listen to more of The Files, and we'll talk soon. Take care. Bye-bye.